Hello, my honeys. This is going to be your Halloween tape. And I'm going to tell you about the biggest pumpkin in the world and what happened to him. So hold on while I tell you what happened. One day, Rebecca ran all the way over to Joshua's Miss Muffet school, and she said, Joshua, I've got to talk to you. And he said, what is it, Rebecca? He said, come and see the biggest pumpkin in the world, and it's right out in the field outside of our house. So Joshua got permission, and school was ending anyway, and Rebecca and Joshua ran over to the field, and they saw a pumpkin that weighed 400 pounds. And Joshua said, oh, I never saw such a pumpkin. I never saw such a big pumpkin in my whole life. And they were very excited about it. And every day they went over to that particular place in the pumpkin field where all the other pumpkins were, but their pumpkin, the 400-pound pumpkin, was in a special place, and they watered it every day, and the pumpkin got larger and larger. And then one day, Rebecca said to Joshua, Joshua, does it seem to you that the pumpkin is getting pale? And Joshua said, yes, I remember when we first saw the pumpkin, it was beautiful, bright orange. It was really orange. And now it seems to me it's losing its color and it's getting a little bit pale, a little bit closer to yellow. What shall we do? I think the pumpkin is not feeling well. It's lost color. So Joshua said, I know, Rebecca. Let's call Cousin Max. Maybe he'll know. So they got on the phone and they called Milwaukee. Hello, Milwaukee, is this Max? And Max said, hello, Rebecca. Hello, Joshua. What's up, guys? And they said, Max, listen, we have the world's biggest pumpkin in the field outside of our house. It weighs more than 400 pounds. And it used to be beautiful, bright orange. But every day it's getting paler and paler. What do you think we should do? And Max said, okay, guys, tell you what, I'll put on my flying wings and I'll fly over the country, over all the canyons and the hills and the mountains, and I'll come to see you in Fort Defiance, and you'll take me to the field and show me the pumpkin, and maybe we can all figure out what to do. They said, oh, Cousin Max, that's a wonderful idea. Hurry up and come. We'll be waiting for you, and we'll have a candle so you'll know where to land in case it starts to get dark when you arrive. So Max went to his mommy and his daddy, and he said, please, I have to go visit my cousins Rebecca and Joshua, because they have a pumpkin that's the biggest pumpkin in the world. Can you imagine, Mommy and Daddy? 400 pounds? But the pumpkin is losing color, so I have to fly over there to see what I can do. So they tied his wings on, and oh, his mommy made sure to really buckle every buckle and put every strap in place so the wings would be nice and firm on little Max's body. And his father looked him over and he saw, oh, he said, you're okay. That's going to get you there. And Max said, bye-bye. And so Max just gave one little jump, and then his wings did the rest, and he flew all the way to Fort Defiance. And sure enough, it was just getting dark, and the stars were beginning to twinkle in the sky, and down below he saw Rebecca and Joshua, and they were holding candles. And he said, ah, there are my cousins. I know where to land. And he went right on top of them, and then you heard a buzzing sound. Bzzz, and he landed. And they were so glad to see each other. They hugged and they kissed. And then Rebecca said, come on, let's look at the pumpkin. Oh, she said, you may not be able to see its color because it's getting a little dark. but we'll show it to you anyway. And so they went over, and Max said, truly, I have never seen such a huge pumpkin in my life. Why, that pumpkin is 400 and something pounds. And they said, yes, that's true. We're taking care of it, but look, it's losing color. So Max said, I know what we need. We need a pumpkin doctor. That's what we need. We'll call a pumpkin doctor, and the pumpkin doctor will tell us what to do for the pumpkin. And they thought, well, where will we find a pumpkin doctor? And everybody was thinking, and Rebecca was thinking, and Max was thinking. And Joshua said, I know. Papa Ephraim, he's a doctor. And maybe he can be a pumpkin doctor too. They said, let's go get our father Ephraim, and he'll come and fix up our pumpkin. So they all three ran into the house, and they said to Mama Tara, they said, please drive us to the hospital immediately. It's an emergency. And Mama Tara said, What's wrong? Why do you have to go to the hospital to see Papa? Because the pumpkin needs a pumpkin doctor. And maybe if Papa can be a doctor to great big human beings, then maybe he can be a doctor to the pumpkin too, because it's a very big pumpkin. Tara said, I think you might be right. Okay, kids, let's all get into the car. But then Max said, wait, I have to call Mommy Jane and Daddy Dick, because I have to let them know I arrived safely and that we're going to fix up the pumpkin. So he got to the telephone and he dialed his number, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And both his mother and father got on the telephone. Hello? Oh, Maxie, we were so glad to hear from you. We've been waiting by the telephone just to hear your voice. Maxie said, I'm okay, Mom. I'm okay, Dad. But right now, I can't talk long. Just want you to know I arrived safely. And now Rebecca and Joshua and I are going to go over to the hospital because we're going to get Ephraim to help fix up the pumpkin. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Let you know. And then they went over to the hospital. And Dr. Ephraim was very busy, and he was wearing his white doctor's coat, and he was wearing that little thing around, you know, the way he sticks those things in his ears, I think a stethoscope. And they had to wait. Oh, and they were so impatient. But Rebecca said, now listen, Max and Joshua, let's be patient, because as soon as he is free, he's going to come and talk to us, and then we'll have his full attention. And that was very smart of Rebecca. So they waited, and they waited, and then there were no longer any patients for Papa Ephraim to see. And then he came to them and said, very professionally, in his real doctor voice, well, children, what can I do for you? What's the trouble? And Rebecca said, well, I'll tell you what the trouble is, Papa. We have the world's biggest pumpkin, the most beautiful pumpkin in the whole world. It weighs more than 400 pounds, and it's in the field outside of our house. And Max flew all the way over from Milwaukee to help us think of what to do, because the pumpkin isn't bright orange anymore. And all the children began to look funny, and they almost began to cry. And you could see how sad they were, because it was such a jolly good pumpkin. And Maxie had a little tear in his eye. And Joshua almost had a little tear in his eye. And Rebecca was biting on her lips so she wouldn't cry. And Papa Ephraim said, children, I think I know what to do. Okay, Rebecca, pick up that little bottle over there and keep it corked, keep it closed tight. You hold that. And Joshua, you can take my doctor's bag full of all sorts of tongue suppressors. And Max, do you want to put my stethoscope around your neck, huh? Okay, everybody, hello, Tara. He forgot to say hello to Tara because everybody was so worried. about the pumpkin. And he gave Tara a kiss, and she gave him a kiss. And then they said, okay, everybody pile in the car. We're going to see the pumpkin. And they went to see the pumpkin. And Papa Ephraim looked at the pumpkin, and he touched it with his fingers. And then Maxie lent him the stethoscope, and he put the stethoscope to the pumpkin, and he was listening very closely to see what he could ascertain was going on. And then he said to Joshua, Joshua, open my doctor's bag and bring out that little thing that I tap on the knees with, that little thing where I tap the people's knees. Let me see that. And Dr. Ephraim tapped the pumpkin all over, and he said, I think it's okay, okay. Then finally he said, I know what the pumpkin needs. The pumpkin needs an enormous dose of vitamins to give it back its color and its vitality. And he said, Rebecca, hand me that little bottle that you brought from my office. And Dr. Ephraim took out the cork, and he poured out into his hand, about 10 vitamins, because that pumpkin is 400 pounds, mind you, over 400 pounds. And he sprinkled the vitamins all around the soil, all around the pumpkin. And then he said, let's see, why don't I take them out of the little capsules and get all the little powdery stuff, and I'll float it on top of the pumpkin, and that way it will seep into the pumpkin skin. And now, children, we're going to leave the pumpkin alone, and tomorrow at noon, when the sun is out, we'll go see the pumpkin. So all the children went back home, and Max went to bed in the same room with Joshua and Rebecca, and they all slept, but they were in such a hurry for the next morning to come, but they really had to wait for the sun to get there, and it's quite cold in the morning in Fort Defiance. And then it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and then 11:30 in the morning, and finally it was high noon, 12 o'clock in the morning, and Tara and Ephraim and Rebecca and Joshua and Max all went out to see the pumpkin. And there he was in the lovely golden sunlight, and he was bright orange again, and all the vitamin pills had been absorbed into the pumpkin. And Joshua said, I think I can tell that the pumpkin is smiling. And Rebecca said, I just know it's smiling. And then Max went and put his arms around the pumpkin and gave it a big hug. And then they all danced around the pumpkin and had a very good time. And then Tara put Max's flying wings on, and everybody inspected it. They made sure that the buckles were tight and all the buttons were fixed. And then they gave Max a lift up into the air, and he went flying back to Milwaukee, and they were all standing below waving to him, bye Max, come again, and Max yelling back, I'll see you again, bye. And that's the end of the Halloween story for this year. Bye-bye, children. This is your Nana Grandma Bee.